Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of April 2020. Telangana High Court has directed the state authorities to indefinitely postpone Class 10th state board examinations in the state till the impending of COVID-19 pandemic subsides. The examination was scheduled to be conducted between the 31st of March 2020 and the 6th of April 2020. Rajasthan High Court has directed the state government to file its reply on a petition alleging use of force by the police authorities for implementation of lockdown in the state. Andhra Pradesh High Court has passed an interim order for inclusion of fish and shrimp in the category of essential supplies and has directed the state authorities to permit vehicles for transporting the same. Andhra Pradesh High Court has directed the opening up of a private hospital, which was attached under the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interest Act, 2002, SARFESI Act, for treatment of COVID-19 patients. Ministry of Home Affairs has promulgated the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization, Adaptation of State Laws, Order, 2020. Which comes into force with immediate effect. The order notifies changes in the Jammu and Kashmir Civil Services, Decentralization and Recruitment Act, 2010, which defines domicile for employment in the region. Supreme Court has expressed satisfaction with the steps taken by the union and state governments to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at this stage but expressed serious concern over fake news in social, electronic and print media causing the mass exodus of migrant workers from cities to their villages. Supreme Court has ruled that the additional tax under the provisions of Clause A of Subsection 1 of Section 143 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be imposed if there was no intention on the part of the assessee to evade tax. Allahabad High Court has temporarily suspended the sentence of two murder convicts on their susceptibility to contracting an infection amidst the outbreak of COVID-19. Kerala High Court has directed the Kerala government to submit a report regarding the steps taken to provide food and shelter to migrant workers throughout the state. Rajasthan High Court has directed the registry to not list applications for bail and sentence suspension under the category of extreme urgent matters during the period of 21-day national lockdown. Rajasthan High Court has issued notice to the state government and directed them to file a status report regarding measures taken by the government to ensure that the interest and welfare of migrant daily wage workers are safeguarded. Madras High Court has issued notice to the state of Tamil Nadu and the Bar Council of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry in a petition seeking minimum financial assistance for advocates and their registered clerks. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has cleared bills worth 25,000 rupee crore owed to contractors in March 2020. Expediting the process after construction activity came to a grinding halt due to the national lockdown. Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has extended the validity of documents like driving licenses, permits and registration that expired since the 1st of February 2020 as valid till the 30th of June 2020. Ministry of Law and Justice has promulgated the Taxation and Other Laws, Relaxation of Certain Provisions, Ordinance, 2020 to give effect to the announcements made by the Union Finance Minister on the 24th of March 2020, that provides for an extension of various time limits under the Taxation and Binami Acts to the 30th of June, 2020. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has extended the deadline for implementation of the circular on stewardship code for all mutual funds and all categories of alternative investment funds due to the COVID-19 to the 1st of July, 2020.